Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. The Mexican acoustic guitar duo Rodrigo y Gabriela are set to play live for us today from the stage of World Cafe Live. Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero met in Mexico playing metal music, discovered an affinity for playing together acoustically, and hopped a plane to Ireland where necessity led to them playing in the streets. From there, they have gone on to sold-out tours around the globe and successful albums, including the new 1111, their tribute to artists who inspire them. We'll talk with Rod and Gab after this performance of Hanuman from the new album. Thank you. Rodrigo y Gabriela starting us off with the song with more than one false ending, fooling our audience here at World Cafe Live. Good to see you guys. Thanks a lot for being back here. I guess my starting question is, since we saw you, have you taken any time off? I knew you moved back to Mexico. Did you have a period of time carved out there?
Well, yes. We moved back to Mexico, and we were on the road for several years. And then we had to go back home to record a new album, so it wasn't really days off or anything. Actually, very hectic to record an album. But the good thing is that meanwhile on tour, we built the studio. Well, not ourselves, but we built the studio just beside our house. So it took a year to build that studio. Wow. So when we came back from the road and we're supposed to be work finished, the studio was ready to do the recording, so we start to do the recording. And of course it's different, because even though you're working from, I don't know, 11 in the morning to very, very late, you are in just one place. You're not moving like crazy, you know, like gypsies.
Yeah, I would think being home would be just such a joy after what you guys have been through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, tell me about the concept of this album, because how did the concept come up? Because there are 11 extraordinary musicians that you pay tribute to on here. Did the concept come before the recordings, or did things fit in? Because that one, for instance, has a title that seems to point to India, and yet it's a Carlos Santana kind of tribute.
Oh, yeah, this is... the first album, it was more like a sort of a tribute to the places we were living in, and the way we are starting this thing that originally we started in the metal band, and then we quit the band and all the expectations, and so we wanted to keep playing and doing music, so we were traveling the world and all that, so we had no expectations to become famous or record an album or anything like that. So the story of the first album, you can read it in the songs, and it was different for this album. We didn't have any story like that. So we had to be very honest and say, well, we are musicians, we love music, and this is our kind of way to say thank you to those teachers that they teach to us through their music, as we didn't went to music school or anything, you know. So listen to music, for us, is very important. It's the way we kind of nourished our knowledge in music.
Well, you do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix on this record, and we heard a little bit of it on that guitar, but the wah-wah on the acoustic guitar sounds fabulous. So that is that a little left over from your metal band days, right? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, we do some we approached this album using different elements that we didn't do before, like some effects, some wahs, and we try to, you know, to bring it to the stage as well and use them live. And yeah, it's quite unusual, especially on nylon string guitar.
Yeah.
But we can't just forget those 10 years we spent pretty much playing rock and roll.
Absolutely. I kind of think you still play rock and roll. Can you do that Buster Voodoo tune?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Wow, the second song of our set kind of sounding like the last encore. Unbelievable. But hey, who knows what is to follow? Rodrigo y Gabriela are our guests today, and that is one of the songs on 11-11. And, you know, Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix, that makes sense, but there are other musicians on it. There's piano players on here. That's all. How did you decide who to pay tribute to? For instance, I'd like to hear about the trio Joban.
Trio Joban, they come from Palestine, and they're three brothers. They're very young, I believe, and they're very well educated in music. We read all about them, and we were about to jam with them in Paris, but one of them had like a dental surgery, so he wasn't in the mood to play. they're incredible, and they play traditional music from Palestine, and the three of them, they play the oud, which is like the first sort of version of the guitar in this world, and they are gifted, they are incredible, and we find out about them, we just saw an album in a shop in France, and we picked it like that, randomly, and we were like, whoa, these guys are incredible, so, and we were listening too much to their album, that we felt that they influenced the new music we were written at that time. So we decided to pay the tribute to them too. And then we have Michel Camilo, which is just piano player from República Dominicana. And we have Astor Piazzolla, which is also like a super, super legend. And we have Pink Floyd, and yes, a bit crazy.
Rodrigo y Gabriela are our guests, and what's next?
So should we play maybe the one that we pay tribute to Astor Piazzolla, which is called Ora Cero, based on the name of one of his albums, which we believe was one of the masterpieces he worked on. So this is called Ora Cero. Thank you.
Aura Zero, another performance from Rodrigo y Gabriela. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear more of our sessions and to sign up for our weekly newsletter and so much more, you can go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.